Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
A new community-wide initiative has launched in Lower Hutt today. It's called Māori Tupu, Planting for the Future, and the goal is to plant one tree for each person in the city. That's 114,000 of them. Since Mayor Campbell Barry made that pledge in his 2022 campaign, 40,000 natives have been planted. And to keep track of progress, an interactive map has gone up on the Hutt City website where locals can post and share their planting projects. Lower Hutt Mayor Campbell Barry joins me now. Hello there.
Hi, Jesse.
Of all the things you could pledge to do, why this one?
We're really excited with this campaign. It's not just a council goal, it's a city goal. We want our community to get involved in planting more trees and shrubs right across the city. And for us, it's around making a greener city. We know that these trees are the lungs of our environment, and it makes it a more attractive place to live as well. So great to be able to get community groups involved. We've got a whole heap of kindergartens and schools who are interested. And, yeah, it's just a great initiative, I think, to get some community action.
I was just thinking about it. There aren't many trees in Lower Hutt, many mature trees, are there?
We do have quite a few. I mean, we are a pretty green city generally as it is. I think that there is always more we can do, and that's what this initiative is about. We know we have a whole heap of houses being built right across the city, a lot of intensification, which has meant some of our trees have been taken down to be able to allow for that type of development. So we know we do want to make sure that we are planting for the future, and that's what this campaign's all about.
How have you done the first 40,000?
So that's been a mixture of different projects across mainly the council's books, and the regional council have been involved in that as well. So through the planting season, particularly last year. So that has been a good way to get the ball rolling since the start of this triennium. But what we're really interested now with this particular launch is getting our wider community involved and all the different organisations who do great work in the space. So, yeah, great way to kickstart it. But we want to make sure that this is a community effort and a community campaign so it can also go longer once we reach that 114,000 target.
Gee, looking at the satellite map, the section of Lower Hutt to the north or northwest of State Highway 2 is really doing the heavy lifting here, isn't it?
That is a big part of where a lot of planting is happening. And that's good to see. But I think that every tree and every shrub does count. So in Eastbourne, for example, at East Harbour Kindergarten, we had 60 young people and we planted 60 shrubs. And that was a really cool way to get them engaged and buying in at a young age. So while there will be some heavy lifting in some parts with some pretty big programs, we want everyone to get involved. And that's why we've got that 114,000 target.
What is the criteria for a tree to be counted?
Yeah, so we have had a pretty liberal criteria on that. So it's trees and shrubs. So we do want to not make it too onerous on community organisations. We know that sometimes it can be a little bit trickier on with some trees, the natives, to plant and maintain them. So we really want to give people those options. This is around making sure that it's accessible and easy to do, and we encourage anyone who wants to get involved in the campaign to contact us.
But it has to be a native?
Yes, yep, so absolutely. So it's 114,000 natives, and that's part of the criteria. And once people do plant them, and they can plant them even also in their own backyard if they are able to get a native themselves or to talk to us, and then they can go on the website and log it on to our tracker.
What would be an example of a native shrub?
That is a good question. I would say that we have some amazing people here at council who can provide advice on what is appropriate to plant in different locations. I don't quite have that level of expertise, but we do have some people here who can provide that advice.
I'm sure you have plans to plant some yourself, though.
Yeah, no, I was down at East Harbour Kindergarten with 60 young people there, and we planted some great shrubs, which are looking really good. But we've got some better expertise than what I can offer in regards to making sure that we do plant the right natives in the right locations.
What's the point?
For me, this is around making our city greener. It's around taking some tangible steps to mitigate the impacts of climate change. We know it's a drop in the bucket, of course, but every bit plays their role, every little action that people take. And my particular interest is getting young people involved. So the more schools, the more young people we can have out there planting, we can embed a culture of one that wants to enhance our environment that we're living in. So that's a big part of this, and I hope it will bring some success in that space.
Is part of it too to be a bit friendlier to your local native birds and insects?
Yeah, absolutely. So we want our flora and fauna to fly. We want our flora and fauna to thrive across the hut. So we know that with intensification and you know, rightly wanting to build more homes, that can have a real impact on our environment. So I think taking this particular lens while we also look to ensure we're housing our people and the likes is really important. So being able to enhance it can only be good for everyone and our native environment.
When can you get these 114,000 native trees and plants into the ground?
So we are targeting to get this completed by the end of this triennium, so that is by around October 2025, and we'll need everyone's help to be able to do that. Of course, sourcing trees and plants is a big part of it. We have been working behind the scenes before our launch to be able to source more and also prepare for next year's planting season as well. But we've got a number of different events where we'll be able to get the community involved in getting out there and planting. And I know that also there are a number of local organisations who are pushing their own events as well, which we'll be able to get in behind.
I haven't heard that word triennium before. I guess it's a word you get to know pretty well if you're the mayor in New Zealand.
Yeah, that's right. They come around way too fast. So that's certainly why we needed that kickstart with the 30,000 plants and shrubs that have been planted.
But how many of the 114,000 will the council purchase and donate?
So we've got a budget of $250,000 for this campaign, and that's not just for purchasing shrubs and trees. That is also having a ranger who will help assist with the plantings that go on and a whole heap of other work within their portfolio. So we've got a bit of resource there, but what we are looking to do is to make sure there's a bit of a multiplier effect. The investment that we put in, the volunteer efforts and hours from our community will pay that tenfold in being able to get out there and plant. So I haven't got an exact number for you, but we've been able to resource a bit of that in preparation for this campaign.
Don't want to be cynical, because it is it's a lovely idea, but that fancy interactive map on the Hutt City website must have taken a bit of a chunk of that $200,000.
No, you'll be happy to know that we've got some really clever people here at Hutt City Council, and just part of their work that they do, they've been able to pull that together. Again, it's really important that we're able to track and to engage people throughout the process. Otherwise, you know, there's not much point in really doing this if we can't keep on top of it and people can't see how we're doing to reach that goal. So you'll be rest assured that $250,000 is focused on actually getting out there and seeing the results on the ground.
Good stuff. And I don't know, you might want to spend a bit on SEO, because I've just Googled Hutt Council interactive tree map and I can't find anything that matches your description.
Thank you for that tip. So I will go talk to the team now and get that sorted out.
In the meantime, where should people find it?
So if they go to our website, hutcity.govt.nz, we've got a big page there which people will be able to click on and see all of the information. Also on our social media channels, pretty easy to find there. But we'll make sure that a Google search takes people to the right place.
Yeah, okay. Hutt City, then I've clicked on environment and sustainability, and then I've clicked on biodiversity, and I've found Māori Tupu planting for the future. with some information and an interactive map. Well done, we got there. Hey, hang on, I've got to sign in to have a look at the map.
Oh, you're fact-checking me live here. Gosh. I'll talk to the team about that. We've got a pretty cool little setup there.
Okay, so, great.
We'll make sure.
I'm giving you a hard time. Great to see a positive community project, Campbell. Thanks so much.
No, thanks, Jesse. Appreciate it.
Hey, folks. I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.